Hi, Marty Lurie here on KNBR 680 with Troy Tulowitzki. And, of course, you say the name and you just think of one of the top players in the game. A Bay Area guy, though. How do you feel about coming back?
It's nice to be back, always to see friends, family. I grew up an A's fan, not a Giants fan, so I didn't go to too many Giants games as a kid. A lot of my friends were Giants fans, but I spent most of the time at the Coliseum rooting the A's on, but it is nice to come back home.
So what's the reception like for you when you come to AT&T Park?
I think I get mixed. I think you have some Bay Area people that know I'm from the Bay Area. You get the cheers. You have the regular Giants fans that obviously can be harsh at times. Then you have people that just respect good baseball and usually they cheer me as well. So you get mixed here, but it's always a great place to play. These fans are awesome.
All right, Troy Tulowitzki, our guest here, talking a little baseball with him. You know, I talked to Harvey Hodgney. Of course, he runs the visiting clubhouse, and he said, do you realize that Tulowitzki's come in and his hat size has grown two times because he's leading the league in hitting? I said, really? He says, just ask him.
Yeah, Harvey's a great guy. I've known him for a long time, ever since my rookie year. He's been great here on the visiting side. We give each other a hard time. I always tell him how poor of a job he does at washing all the stuff and putting the clothes away, and he gives me a hard time. So that's his new joke. We'll let him run with it. And if he runs with it, that's a good thing, because that means I'll still be leading the league in hitting, which is obviously the goal.
Yeah, boy, you hit 400 for a while. Pretty exciting. Now you're up to the 350, 360 range. Could you get back to 400?
I don't think so. I think those days of people hitting 400 is definitely over with. The game's so tough. There's so many matchups now. I don't think anybody will see 400, but it's fun to try.
Well, your name's in the news a lot. Of course, over the winter is in the news a lot, and you're a Rocky. What's your reaction here? The New York Yankees and all these people want you.
Yeah, there was a lot of trade rumors this offseason. I think because we've had a couple down seasons, I have a big contract. So that mixed with a mid-market team, there's always reason to talk. So hopefully those talks don't come back up. I think if we play good baseball, those talks will go away. And if we don't, then they might. But that's part of being a professional baseball player. You're going to have to deal with things like that.
All right, Troy Tulowitzki with us, a high energy guy. I mean, I watched you play that infield in Colorado, the biggest infield in baseball, and man, you just throw the ball over there as hard as you can.
Yeah, I'm definitely a guy that plays with passion, plays with energy, and yeah, like when I get a ground ball, I'm going to throw it over there hard. That's what I believe in. I believe in throwing true four-seamers over there. It's kind of like a pitcher. Their best way to hit their spot is to get a nice four-seam grip and throw it as hard as they can, and that's kind of the way that I go about my business.
All right, now the other thing Harvey told me, and this is a great story, that he has an autographed Tony Gwynn bat here that, of course, he values very highly. Somehow it disappeared and ended up in a game.
Yeah, I had trouble in my career against Barry Zito. He's one of the few guys, or I shouldn't say few guys, but one of the guys that really gave me problems. So I came in the clubhouse one day. I said, man, I got to try something different. So what I did different is I grabbed one of Harvey's bats in the back, and the one that I liked happened to be Tony Gwynn's. It was signed. And I went out there, and I think I got a double with it, walked, and I got out a couple other times. But, yeah, I think at times when you struggle against pitchers, you got to, make fun of it. So my way of making kind of a tough day, maybe not so tough, is grab someone else's bat and go up there.
All right, now Posey saw this, Harvey says. Posey noticed this.
Yeah, from what I remember, Posey looked down. I couldn't see because I was running the bases, and he just shook his head like, what the heck is this guy doing? This guy's kind of a whack job, but Buster's a great guy. You guys know him very well. You guys are very, very special to get a player like that and to get to see him for a long time. So I have a lot of respect for Buster, and I think it was just one of those moments that I always remember.
You have a lot of fun playing baseball, don't you?
Yeah, I love this game. I work very hard at it. I'm here early all the time watching video, in the cage working. Yeah, it's what I signed up for, and it's what I love doing.
The ball club itself got off to a great start. I said, boy, you went 55 at home. This is going to be pretty good. And then things just didn't happen.
Yeah, we've had some tough injuries. I think you look at our team right now, we're not able to put Carlos Gonzalez, Michael Kadir, on pitching staff. We'd had some issues. Tyler Chatwood, Brett Anderson. So those guys right there, if you don't have them in the lineup, with the guys that we bring to the park every day, if you don't have your best players in, it makes it tough, especially when you're playing good teams like the Giants. So we have our hands full. Hopefully those guys can get healthy and come back and help us.
All right. Playing on the road versus Coors, I mean, it seems like the same thing, but why? This seems like a great player should hit anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question. Obviously, Coors Field is a great place to hit, and the outfield is very big. Hits fall in there. You always feel more comfortable in your home batter's box. You have your routine down. On the road, it can be tough sometimes. Sometimes you don't get those calls. But I think we're doing a better job, and hopefully as the season goes on, we can turn that around.
All right. Pleasure having you on, as always. I saw you during your rookie year, and I said, this guy's another Cal Ripken. You're getting close.
A long ways away from that, but I do appreciate that, and you've done a great job for your long career, and hopefully I can say the same when mine's done.
All right, Troy, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, more coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.